This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I do want you part of the conversation. I want you, you know, you want to be involved every place in any way you can. Don't you agree? I hope. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, hop up at the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of things you can do up there, you know, and I want you to get involved. In more ways than one, I just want you to get involved. It's really that simple. And if you give me your email address, once a week I send out an email, let you know who's going to be on the show, some of the topics we have going on, that kind of thing. So, again, get engaged, get involved, pay attention, and really, you know, until you engage, until you get both sides of the story, until people, or you can work with people, right, you don't really understand how other people are feeling about it. And I've learned so much listening to other people. It doesn't mean I agree with them. It doesn't mean I walk away going, oh, yeah, they had a point there, that's it, I'm done. I now believe in total legal immigration and ripping down all the borders. No. You've got to have order. Speaking of disorder, Attorney General Gloria Allred, she's at it again. Ex-cheerleader sued Houston Texans, alleging that they were underpaid and body-shamed by the NFL franchise. Now, I haven't even read this yet. But I've read these stories before, and I got to tell you, I love them. And I'll tell you why I love them. Because they're disingenuous. And when I say that, there's a look to a cheerleader that these teams want. Now, the Supreme Court has held up cases where places like Hooters are sued because the girls either gain too much weight or they don't fit the model of what and you know what I mean. I don't have to play games, right? They want big, busted women that are willing to pull their shirts tight. That's what they want. And that's their theme. I don't go there. I don't eat there. That's not where I choose to go. And then somebody comes in, and they don't get the job. Somebody else gets the job after them. They're not big, busted. They're overweight. And they go sue. And the Supreme Court has said, look, when you're in a themed scenario like that, when there's an expectation of what somebody's going to look like, if the clientele are coming in for a certain reason, you don't have a right to change that as a worker or what have you. If I'm offended by something the restaurant serves, go somewhere else. That's what people on the right believe in. That's what capitalists believe in. I don't like your restaurant. I don't like the way the people are dressed or the food they serve. I'm out of here. So the Houston Texans have come under fire from former cheerleaders who accused the franchise of a systemic pattern of disparity that included a hostile work environment, which they were underpaid and harassed and body shamed. The five, actually, I'm not going to go through their whole names. Anyway, the five of them filed a lawsuit at the Houston Federal Court on Friday. The ex-cheerleaders claimed that they were paid less than $7.25 an hour, which was more than they were less than they were promised, and that they were not compensated at all public appearances. And I've heard this complaint before. They went on to say, I and my fellow cheerleaders were treated at the lowest of the low, Turnbow said at a news conference. The Houston Texans were paid thousands of dollars to have us show up at appearances at locations all over Texas with no security, no transportation, where our safety was not guaranteed. We harassed, bullied, body shamed for $7.25 an hour. Did you quit and move on? Is this the agreement you made with them? What's in your contract? What did you sit down and decide to do? I don't care, male or female, when you negotiate a contract, when you sign a contract, when you agree to do something, it doesn't matter what they're making. Your contract doesn't call for a percentage of what they're making, does it? The woman said they were subject to intense scrutiny and cyberbullying by the coach and staff. This, they claim, included being measured regularly, inspected after workouts, where they were closely criticized by the program's manager over cellulite and jiggle. Again, I say, you took a job as a cheerleader. You knew it had certain guidelines to it. Look, one of the biggest problems police departments have is older guys that get fat, all right? Now, I don't know about you, and I'm going to be somewhat rude about it, but here's the deal. I do not want, and police, our police officers, God bless them for doing what they do. But I grew up in Boston, and I won't go naming the different divisions departments, but there were some that had very large police officers. And here's the deal. If somebody's running off with my wife or one of my kids, or dragging my wife or my kids down the street, I do not want a police officer that's 60 pounds overweight, huffing and puffing and sucking for air, chasing that person down. So there has to be guidelines. Is that body shaming if he's overweight? Is it body shaming if he gets out of shape, he's too fat, can't even pick somebody up to help them out? Firefighters are under the same kind of scrutiny. And yes, I realize they get paid more money. But I don't know. You want to get relative about it? I don't think cheerleaders are putting their lives in danger when they come help somebody. Firemen and policemen do that all day long. Firemen and policemen are running into burning buildings when cheerleaders and everybody else is running out. They're not on the same level. Anyway, I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Let's see if we can get behind these cheerleaders on the way back. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
We are back. Uncle Sam will put your name at the top of the list. Actually, I should say, now that President Trump's in charge, yeah, your name will go to the top of the list, all right. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'd love to hear what you have to say about, you know, this whole thing with the... I'll get back to the cheerleaders in a second. But the whole thing with, you know, Trump and North Korea, and I love, they were gloating last week. Remember when they got on our case for, you know, when we supposedly we didn't want President Obama to succeed? Well, I didn't want him to succeed as his agenda, but would love to have had him succeed as a real president, as a real U.S. president who really cared about this country. That would have been great to have him succeed that way, don't you think? So, you know, again, it's the double standard, and it never stops. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get back to our cheerleaders. This is great. Isn't it great that Gloria Allred finds time to do this? I mean, there's so many other things in that Me Too type of movement. This is something that these contracts are negotiated. These ladies or men, depending, you know, some teams have male cheerleaders too. They negotiate these numbers. They negotiate these deals. Maybe they should take buy Trump's book. As much as they hate him, Trump is buy his art of the deal. Figure out how to make the deal for yourself. You know, you talk about the differences in pay for people, male and female. Some of the articles I read or some of the stats that I've read is because men negotiate better than women in those cases. Yes, I know. Somebody's eyeball just popped. Oh, my God. Men actually negotiated better? They can't do that. Well, yeah, actually, they can. And some women can negotiate better than men. And, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Some people negotiate better than people. You're the one that turns into a male and female thing. The lawsuit also alleges that women who were threatened with termination for voicing any complaints. The suit said, the attorney said today, these women say enough is enough. Today, these women come before this court to hold the Houston Texans and the NFL accountable. Well, the NFL isn't accountable for anything, but that's beside the point. And, you know, you look at their costumes or what are they called? Uniforms? Costumes. Look it. Can we talk here? Remember that? To my military friends, I hope you appreciate what I'm going to say. Our military wear uniforms. Our policemen wear uniforms. Our firemen wear uniforms. Okay? I'm sorry. You're wearing a costume.
Just call it an outfit. It's fine.
An outfit?
Yes.
Okay, why? You want me to get shot in the parking lot tomorrow?
No.
Anyway, okay. So their outfit, you know, it's not like they pay a whole bunch for it because there's not much material involved. Amy Pellico, Amy, a spokeswoman for the Texans, said that the team is constantly evaluating its program and making the changes that need to be made to make the cheerleading program enjoyable for everyone. Who are they kidding? The only thing that's being evaluated is how much they can get away with cutting away from that outfit without getting in trouble. We're proud of the cheerleader program. We have hundreds of women to participate and enjoy. In other words, what she just said was, ladies, you want more than 7 1/4 an hour? Go to work at Burger King. We have somebody that will take your place here shortly. This is the second lawsuit filed against these people. Now, last month, three ex-cheerleaders also filed a suit in Houston, accusing the Texans of not paying them minimum wage, or overtime for that matter. They accused the cheerleader supervisor of body shaming. These lawsuits are part of a series of recent complaints that have been made by cheerleaders against the NFL across the country. Now, they didn't list the damages these women were seeking. I'd like to know, first and foremost, was there a contract involved? Did they sign it? Did they agree to it? I'm just trying to understand. I don't know. And I'm not suggesting I even know. I know. I'm going to get hate mail for that one. For even doing that story. I don't know if you know this, but the busboy who held John F. K. as he was dying. That's got to be that has to be tough. Have to be tough. Shared the senator's dying words. About 50 years ago, after the death of Robert Kennedy, the busboy who held the dying senator detailed his last words in a report. Juan Romero, who was 17 during the '68 incident, was working that early June night when the presidential hopeful made remarks at the Ambassador Hotel. He recalled this during the interview on NPR Radio. After Kennedy spoke, he was reportedly ushered to the hotel's kitchen where he paused to greet employees, including Romero. He said, I remember extending my hand as far as I could. Then I remember him shaking my hand. And he said he let go, and as he let go, somebody shot him. Romero's now 67. He recalled Kennedy's final words. He said, is everybody okay? To which Romero said, he replied, yes, before cushioning the senator's head with his hands. He said, I could feel a steady stream of blood coming through my fingers. Romero reportedly said that I remember I had a rosary in my shirt pocket. I took it out thinking that he would need it a lot more than I did. He said, I wrapped it around his hand, and they wheeled him away. You know something? This is that time where I like to say stuff like, look, if Robert Kennedy was a Democrat, there were some things I didn't care about for what he stood for or what his family stood for and what they did. But nobody should be killed like this. Killed like this. That sounds... There's no reason to assassinate somebody like this. This takes a real sick individual to shoot someone, to kill someone like this. And you know what? I think we're getting back to that point. I think we're getting back to the point where people are so hateful and so cold and uncaring that I can see this kind of stuff happen again in hearing and seeing the words that people are saying. The following day, Romero recalled sitting on a bus near a woman who recognized him from the photo. And she said, reportedly, she was looking at my hands, and there was dry blood in between my nails. That's disgusting. He detailed his first interaction with the senator, which he took place the day before, where Kennedy was making a phone call, and the busboy and another ploy arrived in the room to help him out. Said he was a very nice man. It's going to be a tough place to be. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. No way, Daniel. Yeah.
I ain't going to school. That's right. I already got it together. I've done graduated in sixth grade. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate so much the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Truly, truly being involved. Right? And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, and do get involved, do get engaged. God, I got so much I want to hit on tonight. Yeah, I could do that one. No, we'll do this one first. All right. We started down the road of Joy Reid, but we never finished it. And this is why I say to you, there is a double standard. There's proof that there's a double standard. There's proof to proof to proof that there's a double standard. And they keep saying no. You heard it last night when I was on another show with the Democrat radio host. And he doesn't believe there is a double standard. Doesn't think that there's two tiers of justice. And there is. Joy Reid, she's a farce. She tries to protect, she projects herself as a tolerant liberal. Yet, her personal website, or since her personal website was discovered, we've learned that she has so much hate towards other people, it's pathetic. You know, if I showed or talked or put out there a tenth of that hate, they'd have me locked up. 5 weeks ago, a post displays her hatred for gay people. They were discovered. She also photoshopped a picture of Senator John McCain suggesting he was responsible for the Virginia Tech massacre. And then eventually it was revealed that, she was a 9/11 truther. Now you make fun, you guys on the left, you make fun of 9/11 truthers. Okay, all that lost in the story of Roseanne Barr, and then all of a sudden we have a revelation that Joy Reid is not a fan of Mexican immigrants either. She believes that anti-Semitic canard, the Jews and Israel control America. She spewed the modern version of the anti-Semitic blood libel, much more. Look it up. I mean, she's as much, you know, when the left wing calls the right wing nuts because they believe in this stuff, well, so does she, but yet what do? They fight for her show to stay online. Right? Did you know that Mexicans who come to the United States don't really care about freedom? That's what Ms. Reed believes. Now, you don't hear that on her show, do you? No, because it was in her blog. So she already said it. I've said it on my radio show and in other places. Well, anyway, my irritant with this is the fact that the two standards, they're here. They claim they're not, but they're here. You have to go out of your way on your websites, Facebook pages, your tweets, your posts, whatever it is that you do, to call them out around every corner. I mean, Joy is very outspoken about who she likes, who she doesn't like, what she believes in, what she doesn't believe in. And Joy Reid isn't a fan of CNN's Wolf Blitzer. She doesn't believe a Jew like Wolf Blitzer, this is hers, her words, should report on the Middle East as he's just a tool of the Jewish lobby, which controls Congress. Yeah, that's why there was such an outcry on moving Jerusalem. Do they not see the ridiculousness of what they think? These people are sick. They're just sick people. This is before Trump derangement. These are just sick people. That must be why Reid was so upset at POTUS moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. She was monitoring the development. I wonder if the MSNBC's bigot knows that Mr. Blitzer, was responsible for a real Israel spy, American Jonathan Pollard, getting a life sentence for his crime 3 weeks before Pollard sentencing Wolfie, at the time a Jerusalem Post correspondent, conducted a jail cell interview with Pollard and penned an article that ran in the Washington Post called Pollard, Not a Bumbler, but Israel's Master Spy. That article upset both the prosecution and the judge who mentioned it at Pollard's sentencing. Now, that angry judge gave Pollard a life sentence, which was unusual for the crime. Nothing new, right? Now, it was unusual for the crime and uncommon because the government hadn't even asked for a life sentence. Reid also thinks that anyone who's who's Jewish can't be a fair reporter. She has said so herself. Martin Indyke, who's not a fan of Israel, he's just been accused of being downright nasty towards Israel in public and even worse in private. Indyke once gave a sermon at his Washington, D.C. synagogue on the holiest day of the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur. And standing there in the pulpit in front of the Torah, he trashed the Jewish state. Granted, these incidents occurred after Joy Reid wrote her post, but Indyke didn't just change his stripes when he was put on the payroll of Hamas funding government of Qatar. Remember, he was a close ally of Hillary Clinton, who I don't think is so pro-Israel. We can go through every one of her egregious issues here, or moments, or whatever you want to call them. But when do you start calling her off? When do you start pummeling MSNBC to take her off? Seriously. I mean, if the Jewish community would just get together, would finally get it together, and fight for one another, truly fight for one another, this could change. Stop fighting the conservatives because we're not against you. We never have been. And I don't know what you expect from. I mean, I don't know if it's because, you know, I've been told by other Jewish members of the community that, look, it's the fact that Christians are perceived, or conservatives, I should say, are portrayed as being not tolerant. And if you think about it, that's what, in their mind, that's what got them killed, wiped out the first time. The non-tolerance of the Germans. But that's not true. Hate got them wiped out. Hitler's hate for the Jews. Hitler's sickness, really. That's what got them wiped out. But back then, and even today, to the majority or to the most part, it's Christians that are fighting for their survival. The Jews, it's the Christians that are pushing, that help support and push for Jerusalem to be moved. So why they're afraid, I don't know how. I've got so many of my Jewish friends that are so smart and still can't see this. So I don't know how they justify, how they feel that the Democrats are more supportive of the Jews. Tell me what they've done to prove that. No sense there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7... Hey, stop that. 855-732-5563. And I really do, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaging in a conversation. You know, David Bossi wrote a piece today and said that the State Department says it'll take them 45 to 65 years, ready for this one, to get info on its role in the 2016 election. Think about that. It'll take them 45 to 65 years to get the information on an investigation. For years, my organization, Citizens United, battled the Obama State Department over dozens of Freedom of Information Act requests. It became common knowledge that if you wanted to get information out of the State Department under President Obama in a timely manner, you could only do it by going to court. During the 2016 presidential campaign, it was Citizens United and Judicial Watch that pried open the foggy bottom to expose Hillary Clinton's emails and the pay-to-play scandals of the Clinton Foundation. Now, if you fast forward to today, they're still being forced to litigate with the deep state department, and unbeknownst to President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the State Department continues to stonewall investigations by slow-walking what they need. Slow-walking the paperwork. Right? Because they know the documents might be detrimental to the left's fake narrative of the Russian collusion that didn't exist. Last October, Citizens United filed a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request, for emails and phone messages of former Assistant Secretary Victoria Nuland. They're still waiting. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
I'm going to show up here tonight in a... Yeah. Speedos in a... Why are you laughing? Beach blanket.
Nope.
Snorkel.
Never.
Flippers.
Nope.
And I'll walk in during this song.
Nope.
No? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And, you know, when you're watching... What's going on today? You know, you're seeing what's going on in the different parties and how people are acting. I used to think this stuff was new, you know. But then somebody shared something with me and I realized maybe not. You guys remember this one?
Yes? Oh, come in, Larry. This is Mr. Montgomery. I met him a few weeks ago in New York.
Oh, how are you? You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
A what?
Well, Prada just told me about a caretaker on Black Island. Negro woman lives in a little shack with a zombie son.
Yes, that's more voodooism. And not very pleasant. When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, yo, I mean, seriously, see, so it's not new.
Tell them who that was.
And now, why should I tell them who, like, they don't know?
Some of the young people might not know.
There ain't nobody young listening to this show. Anyway, not that young, anyhow. Bob Hope. And, you know, Bob was a staunch Republican. Yeah, and was making fun of Democrats all the time. And still did well in Hollywood. But I guess they must have had an arm that was equitable. That didn't have a problem being fair and equal. Anyhow, we were talking about how, you know, the State Department says it'll take them 45 to 65 years, really, to get the election, 2016, the election information together, and to an organization that made a FOIA request, which is a Freedom of Information Act request. That's Citizens United. And they won't be around then, or the people at the top won't be around anymore. And you know what? They're still being forced to fight with the deep state. Department of Justice. I guess it's one of the same anyhow. Last October, Citizens United filed a FOIA request for the emails, you know, and phone messages of the former Assistant Secretary of State. You know, our investigation is seeking to learn what role Newland played in the Obama State Department facilitating the efforts of former British spy Christopher Steele and the Fusion GPS people. Now, at a recent joint status report filed U.S. District Court in Washington states, it's important for the American people to know about the State Department's alleged political activities, including any role in the opposition research of presidential candidates during the 2016 election. But the State Department doesn't agree. As we disclosed to the court, the government lawyers informed us that it would take 45 to 66 years to comply with our request, not days, not weeks, not months, but years. Right? This is the deep state slowing them down. This is the group. It shouldn't take you that long to put it. As a matter of fact, it's computerized. Pull it up, copy it, stick it. You know, if Facebook, through artificial intelligence, can go through and pick out what you're saying and squelch the message, then the government should surely have the facilities to do the same thing by going through, you know, tens of thousands of documents looking for certain keywords or what have you and blacking them out. What do you think? You know, again, it's just that swamp not wanting to be drained. Kind of envision a snake, you know, sticking its tail in the drain pipe like, no, 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 no. The fact is that the State Department bureaucrats had their own way, my unborn grandchild will have to analyze the records for me. Right? This is an 11-month period they're asking for. Think about that. You're not asking for years. 11 months. How much long is that? Print up every one of them. What's the big deal? Another one of their four requests asked for the State Department to provide any contracts between the State Department, Christopher Steele's Fusion GPS, Perkins Cole, Coy, Sidney Blumenthal, Cody Shearer, and others, going all the way back to 2009. Now, the State Department responded to that they could not attempt to process our requests unless we could provide them with the State Department's own contract numbers. Really? So they can't find a contract without the contract number. The State Department. The most advanced computer systems on the planet, or what should be. So they're told they have to file a lawsuit to get it. And, you know, these judges have got to be going out of their minds with this stuff. I would. I'd be saying, what are you doing in here again? Will you just fulfill these requests? Because every time they ask, I'm going to side for them. That's what I'd be saying if I was a judge, anyhow. Apparently, comedians are going to become scarce on college campuses across the country. Because the colleges are getting together, they're talking about this problem, this issue, this challenge that they have. And even though comedians are actually becoming increasingly reluctant to perform on the college campuses, That's due to the sensitive culture of political correctness. College bookers don't seem to want to be involved or get involved in all the garbage. According to Vice News Report published last week, several successful comedians, including Judy Gold, Jerry Steinfeld, Chris Rock, now avoid going to college campuses because they feel their jokes would be deemed as being just offensive, not funny. Seriously. He goes on to say, why is it that everyone has to adjust to everyone else? Don't hire me if you don't want to hear what I have to say. And he's right. Look at, it's like I said earlier, the right is so much more tolerant than the left. The right's willing to overlook certain things. The right's willing to let you live your life the way you want to as long as you leave us alone. The right says you can have any speaker you want to, I just won't go. But we want equal time and equal money and equal resources. Right? I mean, seriously, especially if you don't want to hear what they have to say, then don't listen. Go somewhere else. So anyhow, when they were asked to explain how she would react if her jokes offended an audience member, Gold pointed out that broad jokes about traumatic experiences are not meant to target individuals. The joke is not about you. You have to learn how to be in this world, and they do. Can't change everything for every person who's offended in some way, shape, manner, or form. And then who gets to decide whether they're really offended or just making believe they're offended? Every time we put our label on, or any time we put our name on an event, it's now an extreme or an extension of an entire campus. When I'm working on a contract, especially with a comedian, I'm very upfront about saying, you know, transphobic language isn't going to be tolerated. If you say something in your set, like we reserve the right to, and if you say something like that in your set, and we reserve the right in our contract to have a conversation with you about payment, I'll pull the microphone. Wow. Think about what they're saying here. And you will say what we want you to say, you will do what we want you to do, you will only talk about the things on which we are comfortable with. Yeah. Welcome to Germany. World War II. This is sad. I mean, these are happening on campuses across colleges in this country, or college campuses across the country. These are colleges that you support, that you pay tuition to, that your tax dollars go to support. And the same people that are accusing us of fascism are committing it at very high levels themselves. The booker explained that comedians who have made offensive jokes on sensitive topics in the past would be asked to remove them from the performance if they were ever invited on campus at all. What does that tell you? If I knew that this comic had a bit where they made light or sexual assault, I would either ask them to completely remove that from the set or we just wouldn't book them. Now, I'd like to know specifically what they're talking about. Because sexual assault takes place and is talked about, referred to in many hip-hop songs. Were they going to stop those two? Katie Hamm, a Lesley University booker, also told Vice that she would not invite a comedian to campus if she knew the comic made jokes about topics such as sexual assault. Who actually makes fun of sexual assault? I mean, if you got a clip on that, send it to me. Joe@therealside.com, Joe@therealside.com. When pressed by Vice to elaborate on why the diverse voices seem to say that the same thing, Hamm clarified that students are diverse in a way that is, well, respect me and my identity and my experience. And it's just, you know what, there's just so much more than that. It's not about you. That's proof that these people really feel it's all about them. And if you make them feel bad, then you have to change it because only them counts. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the judge who blocks the Iowa law banning all abortions after an unborn baby's heartbeat begins. Because we wouldn't want to save a life. We'll be back in a minute.